y'all grooving. Y'all like this shit. Y'all like this shit. Look, I pulled the spoons out for y'all today.
What the fuck is...
Yeah. You feel me? Talk to me nice. Talk to me nice. Y'all ain't even never met a black man that could play the guitar.
I have.
Oh, man. Mm. Oh, well, I know you have. I know you have. I know where you live. But no, that's fire. You heard the spoons and Mac ping, ping, ping. Yeah, nigga, we was cooking in this hole. Let's get it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Used Podcast. I'm Scully. That's Lovelace.
Here.
And there's Doko here.
Salutations.
Gentlemen, how has the week been?
Mine's been good.
Wonderful. Great.
Mine's been good. How about you?
It's been a week.
Hold on, man. Fuck that. ISO on me, bro. Fuck these niggas put me in a Ford Escape, bro. I keep calling it a Ford Escape, even though it's a Ford Edge, because the Edge replaced the Escape. But, bro, I went from a Mercedes to a Ford Edge. I'm in there tight. All my kids can't fit in the car. I'm pissed off.
You better learn how to drive better.
Hey, don't do that.
I literally thought we was car shaming until you said what you went from to where you're currently at. Then I was just like, oh, okay.
No, that's a downgrade.
Yeah, that's a downgrade, brother.
That's a downgrade, for sure.
I'm waiting until I can get my swap sometime in the next couple of days.
He said, I got my route flats no more.
Why they ain't go foreign for foreign? Like, how they gonna go from foreign to some American?
Because down here, apparently, since everybody was on spring break, Enterprise ain't have no luxury or premium SUVs available. All they had was five-seaters or sedans. So I was like, oh, shit.
I don't like the way you say luxury. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't like the way you say that shit, bro. You like drag it. You like luxury. Like, you make sure niggas know you got a luxury car, brother.
Hey, big dog, man. Don't be talking about my speech, man. You know?
Yeah. This is a
South
luxurious.
Atlanta, bro. Don't do that.
This is a luxurious occasion for us tonight.
Like, don't he sound like that?
He sounds very studious when he says it. I feel like somebody's coming around the corner with caviar and champagne when he says luxury. Say it again, Lovelace.
What, luxury? Y'all wild, bro. Y'all wild. Yeah, man. Like, I was making moves this morning before we got on the pod, because y'all swear that I'm one of the top ranked outside people for some reason.
So you are.
I was at PetSmart. That was because they fucked my order up yesterday and didn't deliver it to me. Y'all know I got a bad neck right now. So I go in there with the basket. I'm like, yo, y'all got to pick up four redacted. And they're like, okay. The lady goes, hold on a second. So she pick up this big ass bag of dog food and is carried it to me. I was like, hey, you know,
I can't carry that.
I can't pick that shit up.
Yeah. No, you did not.
I swear I did.
You made the lady carry that shit to your car?
Bro, I parked right outside, but yeah, go ahead and bring that.
No.
Go ahead and bring that.
No. I want to address something because he sped past it, and I think the highlight of his story is making a young lady carry his dog food to the car. That's the highlight of his story.
Bro.
But how do you fast forward past... Yeah, I had to go to PetSmart to pick up the drone because they didn't make the delivery. I didn't know them niggas was delivering.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, you could do same day through DoorDash or you could do shipping. I did same day through DoorDash. It was supposed to be delivered yesterday.
Is this
for some
something...
reason they system fucked up? And so I already tipped DoorDash. Y'all know how I feel about tips. I already had
like
tipped
them.
DoorDash.
You don't like tips.
I don't get that money back. Damn. But it was $100. So like I had to go pick it up. Because I wasn't finna wait for them to cancel the order. Like, that's just crazy to me.
Wealth. So,
you're
mad
about your refund on the tip?
It was only $2.
No, they didn't. No. It was
$7.
It was $7 and some change, bro.
Wait. The bill was $100 and some change, and you gave a $2 tip?
No, I gave a $7.19 tip.
Oh. Hold on, let me carry the one really quick.
Where'd you get the 19?
Yo, that's what I was like, wait, why are you so petty to these people, bro?
You could just break them off with the 7 or the 8.
What I'm just trying to explain to y'all is that I don't normally tip, especially DoorDash, because I don't even use the DoorDash app. I do it through whoever uses DoorDash. Uber Eats, my shit be pristine because I need my rank to stay high. But DoorDash, I normally don't even tip you. And mind you, the shit is only like 3 miles from my house. The only reason why I was doing delivery is just because I can't pick shit up right now. But,
so you're going to ask somebody to pick up a 100-pound bag of dog food?
It ain't 100 pounds. It's a 30-pound bag, bro.
But so you couldn't pick it up?
Somebody pick up a somebody's going to do something for you that you can't do for self.
This disabled ass nigga.
And that service is only worth $7.19. Not even a quarter, bro. You got my man out here getting pennies.
Niggas couldn't even get an hour's worth of labor. Niggas couldn't even get the $7.25.
Hey, big dog.
This is crazy.
Yo, that nigga stand on business. You know what I mean?
I mean, you got a lot of mouths to feed, though. I get it. Hey, I get it. But I don't, nigga. Break the clock.
No,
the
man. It's inclement weather. My wife can't pick nothing up right now. She's pregnant. So, like, I have.
Yo, y'all got two disabled niggas in the house.
You need them to bring this heavy shit. You need there's no benefit because you only gave a nigga $7.19. I would have forgot your order too, bro. That, like, that's what that nigga did. That nigga said $7.19. He closed his flip phone aggressively.
Bro, you got it. Pow.
Take your ass to the stove. And I'm keeping you $7.19.
Nah, he sat in the parking lot and watched you pull up.
but then he saw the white lady bringing the bag to the car and said, oh, this nigga's an elitist. Two, and good thing you didn't have the Benz, because that nigga might have got out the car and pressed you. That nigga might have pressed you. Like, you got a Mercedes, you only gave me a $7.19 tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
I'm rushing you. I ain't gonna lie.
When we go on tour, bro, let me and Doko handle all the tips, because you're gonna give us a bad rap.
That's a fact.
Like, you're gonna make us look bad in public.
That's a fact.
And I can see the comments in the pod now. Like, yeah, it's a cool pod, but these niggas is cheap as fuck.
Yeah, Scully said he frugal, but that's really some cheap shit.
Yeah, and it's definitely, you know, that old nigga that's bald on purpose, yo, that nigga don't tip. Like, I'm going to catch the heat for y'all's bad tipping.
They ain't going to blame me for shit.
Hey, listen, man, I tip accordingly, bro. I tip accordingly. It's not my fault you signed up for something. You got to live off of tips. That's not my fault.
It's very Republican of you.
It is. I'm very conservative with my money. Bro.
Lovelace is the type of nigga that goes to the restaurant and says, I'm planning on giving this waitress $20 on the tip. And every time she don't look at my cup and my cup is empty, that's minus $2.
Hey, how you know me so well, big dog?
Well, that's a sick ass nigga, man.
Yo, do you know this nigga goes to the restaurant? Yo, we need 3 high chairs. We need coloring books, crayons. Like, you ask a lot to not tip, bro.
I don't. We don't use the high chairs. My kids have sat in the high chair probably twice in the last 11 years. Like, we don't do the high chairs. They normally sit on my wife's lap or on my lap or whatever.
Well, he not telling you he don't go out to eat that much.
No, I do go out to eat. Well, not now post-pandemic, but before the pandemic,
bing,
we was outside, bro.
The crayon?
You know, like, if you go on my Instagram, like, I used to be outside. That's why, like, if we was pre-pandemic ranks, I was probably number 2 or number 3 in the group chat. But today, I'm last. I used to be second to last, but we dropped the member, so now I'm last. And y'all not going to keep hating.
I don't believe it.
I'm last. But that's okay.
Matter of fact, let's go ahead and tell people.
I'm starting a new list. I'm starting an elitist list.
Doko number one. Doko number one.
How does shit turn into the Spider-Man meme where everybody pointing at each other? Nick, it's you, sir.
It's you.
Okay. So the Elitists go
to your car.
The Elitists go. The Elitists
there was
go,
no
Dory.
There was no chivalry.
Doko.
There was no chivalry in that action. Like, you dead ass was just like.
Then me. I'm number three. Dennis Jonay. That's four. Scully is a man of the people, so I'll put him at five or six. Flash it is probably right behind.
He was just in Aruba eating fucking beef tartare. Like, what are you talking about?
But he likes to mingle with the people. But he likes to mingle with all the people.
Bro, I've never dipped no fruit in the salty water, nigga. I've never dipped no fruit in the salty water.
You can't be an elitist when you mingle with the common folk. He mingle with the common folk.
Calling them common folk really makes you more elitist. Like, I just want you to hear your Republican ass. Like, bro, never beating the allegations.
I'm gonna get there. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah. You just as soon as you get on a plane, you're gonna act real funny.
Fiscally, I'm conservative. Like, it's just money makes sense to me, bro. Like, the world almost ended 4 years ago, man. And what happened? I can't go through that again.
You believe that?
I can't go through that shit again, bro.
You believe the world almost ended 4 years
ago? I believe the world as we knew it ended. Now look at it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Look at it now, bro. Yeah, all right, but this ain't the pie for that. But, hey, speaking of elitists.
Conspiracy pod, though.
Speaking of elitists, Doko, you've had a lot of shit transpire in the last 72 hours, bro. Tell the people how you live it. Tell the people why you don't need to buy a Powerball ticket.
We can always buy an extra. Yeah, you know I mean, I'll take an extra Billy. But I had a good week. As y'all know, I do commercial cleaning for a living. And I just expanded business, you know. I got five new locations. Oh shit. And bro, it's a crazy feeling because, nigga, I shouldn't be where I'm at in life. Like, I was a hard-headed, shit-talking, fucking, oh my God, rebellious ass nigga in school and, you know, dropped out and shit, bro. Nigga, nobody like me should have what I have, bro. So I am thankful and I am appreciative, but I'm not humble about it, nigga. Like, at all, excuse me. I'm not humble about it at all, bro. Like, I work really fucking hard. And, thank you for forcing me to say something about it, because I didn't really.
Oh, absolutely,
I wasn't going
bro.
To. But, man. Oh, man. Man. It's such a great feeling. Yeah, this week has been a very, very fulfilling week for me.
That's so dope, man. And every time I talk to you one-on-one, when we talk about, like, livelihood shit, bro. I be feeling like you just got a strong sense of imposter syndrome, bro.
Why?
Because you're so modest. Like, you even said it just now, like, you don't feel like you should be here, you know? Bro, all that was beforehand is just your path. Everybody got their trials and tribulations. That was just your path to get to where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you keep up with what you're doing, you're going to keep expanding. You're going to keep going, bro. Like, because the couple of things, bro. You stand on business with your family. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the most important thing. You stand on business with your principles. Mm-hmm. That's another important thing as a man. You know how to control yourself when you feel the impulse to wild out on niggas.
Nigga, that's hard. So, I ain't gonna lie.
It's a hard thing to do. Like, bro, young me was wilding out. My wife would tell you.
Me too.
But you got that solid foundation and you got an idea where you want to go, bro. Like, that shit, that's really what they talk about, like, picking yourself up by the bootstraps, bro. Like, mm-hmm. What you built and the space that you've been in, you got, like, on some personal shit, you got niggas hating on you trying to line you up, bro. Like, that's a crazy thing.
It's true.
When you just, you know, doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And thank now you. You're in a point now where not only are you changing your livelihood, but you might have an opportunity to change the livelihood of others that may not have opportunities elsewhere. So you got to just think of that. I know on the side, like, we talk this,
mm-hmm.
but just because it's recorded and you can always come back to this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, being able to get yourself where you're at, that's the American dream, man. That's the American dream. You got your schedule, basically. You know, like, what days is going to be your long days. You know what days you're going to be a little bit shorter, where you can go home, relax, play the game, be with the fam, you know, go take your wife out. Like, that's where everybody want to be at, where you control your schedule. It don't come from not doing hard work unless you hit the Powerball. But, like, you got to know, like, man, you here for a reason. It's not like you're not supposed to be here. You know, like, we all make choices that might derail us a little bit, but you got back on path and you know, you stayed out of there. Like, we as Black men, bro, once you make it past that 21 and 25 mark as a Black man, it's up.
Yeah.
It's up from there, unless you into the bullshit still.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you can't be feeling like that, bro. I wanted you to get that shit off. I wanted you to.
It's a tough thing, because sometimes I teeter on the line of one mistake and it all could be gone. You know what I mean? So it's hard to freely speak about it as if it's all set in stone, but it is set in stone. Like, I just signed a deal for 3 years with a 1 year option every year to renegotiate price. Like, that's a crazy ass feeling. You know what I mean? Yes, like, and not that I've never done that before, because that's how all my business is done. But the company that I'm doing it with is like, this is fucking major, bro. And I did hit the Powerball. Like, I hit the Powerball with my life. I hit the Powerball with my wife. Like, I hit the Powerball waking up every day to my fucking kids, even though they're fucking crazy weather. Yeah. I don't get no sleep. But, excuse me, I don't feel like anything that I've done is enough yet.
But that's the good feeling, though. You don't gotta feel like it's enough, because when you get complacent, that's when you start being lax in your work. That's where you don't vet shit the same. You have slip ups. You be like, oh, well, I'll just finish this tomorrow. So not being comfortable is the ultimate thing. Like, man, I think of it from my way. Like, what I learned to do differently is, like, at one point I was making so much money and just being frivolous with the money and all that. That's why I am the way I am now. Like, we was joking about the tip shit.
That's how it works.
Like, when you go from making high figures and then one day your job is gone, like, out of nowhere because you made an impulse decision on something. And now, like, all your old customers is like, hey, you know, I'm trying to reach out to, they saying I can't get in touch with you. And you got to explain to them, like, yo, like, oh, I told this motherfucker at work, like, you keep fucking around, you're going to find out.
Yeah.
That was younger me, though. Like, now I know how to play that corporate game. I'm
not out here threatening. You better call HR, motherfucker.
I'm not out here. I'm walking away.
Yeah.
You know, shit that we grew up on, like, yo, like, I can't let a nigga hold me. Like, you can't play with me, all of that. You can't do that in the corporate world. So I had to learn that the hard way.
Now you better report to HR.
Yeah, bro. Now it's put all that shit, write that shit down.
Yep.
Put this in the channel. Hey, what they say, sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home. That's every day. I'm leaving work, bro. I'm leaving work. So
May 15th, Brian said. But yeah, bro, it's like, oh man, being a father, being a business owner, being a husband, is like, I want to do those things to the highest level. And I didn't have an example of that, so I don't really know what that looks like. But I feel like I'm doing my best, and that's all I can do. But I feel like the true test of that will be what my kids and my wife say. You know what I'm saying? When they grow up and they go off and they do their own thing, what will they say? Like, my dad, da-da-da-da-da, or my dad was a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's a hard thing to find the balance between wanted to be a successful business owner and wanted to be a great husband and father, bro. That shit is, oh my God, bro. That shit is so difficult. Like, yes, I'm living the American dream, but sometimes, bro,
yeah,
boy, oh man, the decisions you gotta make are so tough, bro. The decisions you gotta make are so fucking tough. Like, do I go to so-and-so's birthday party or do I go do this extra job this weekend for $1,500? Like,
yep,
you know, and I tend to go to the birthday parties because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't afforded that opportunity.
I got you.
But, man.
Sometimes.
After the party be over, I'm like, I could have went and made that, you know? But it's a hard balance. It's a hard balance. It's a really hard balance. What else you got going on this weekend, though, before I get emotional in this motherfucker?
Oh, man. So, you know, it's WrestleMania weekend. Or like I tell my son, WrestleMania.
Like, we just, is that fucking, who the fuck is that?
Macho Man.
Yeah.
One of my top five favorites of all time. Rest in peace. But okay. It's WrestleMania.
Wait, before you weekend, go, bro. Before you go. Yeah. Who are your top five?
My top five wrestlers? All time.
Yeah.
You know, The Rock is one.
Of course.
Roman Reigns is two.
Okay.
Big Bloodline, Big Shield, big fam in here. Excuse me. Number three, Macho Man.
Okay.
Number four, excuse me, Tony Atlas.
Okay.
Like, just if you was there in the '90s, like, bro, that shit. Mm-hmm. Black people, like, that's what you.
Yeah, he was the man. He was the man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
And then five, Undertaker, bro.
Okay.
Undertaker's okay. Number five because that's just legendary. All them years, the fucking my wife's like she like he was at the Hall of Fame introducing for Muhammad Ali's wife last night, and my wife's like he still creeps me out, bro. Except for the American Badass Undertaker, that Kid Rock Republican shit he was doing,
yeah,
with the motorcycle,
yeah,
Undertaker, bro, like. That shit just used to be so dope to me. And then, like, playing the video game now,
mm-hmm.
You play the, like, the casket match, buried alive match, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That shit is fun, bro. But
didn't they create the Hell in the Cell for Undertaker?
1 o'clock. Yeah. So it was him and Mankind that started that out. And then
that's my favorite wrestler, by the way.
See, I hated Mankind. But then, like, Mick Foley, when I got to learn his story, because as a kid, I was just like, this nigga weird. But then when you learn that story, when you get a little bit older, you're like, oh, nah, Mick Foley is a good dude. Like, he loved this shit.
Mick Foley was that dude. Mick Foley, Undertaker, Roddy Piper,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Snuka.
That's Jimmy Snuka, yeah, Superfly. Yep.
That's a throwback. And fucking Big Pump a Pump, Scott Steiner.
Scott Steiner, when he did the...
Bro, I got the most obscure top five. But go ahead with the WrestleMania.
It's just now that they moved that shit to 2 days. Like, for example,
it's
like
2 days.
Yeah, it's 2 days. It's today and tomorrow. So 7 o'clock to whatever time today, and then 7 o'clock tomorrow to whatever time. So they did it a couple years ago because the old shows was running from like 6 p.m. until 1 a.m. Like it was ridiculous if you were there.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to split it up into 2 days, and that lets all the other wrestlers get a chance to get on the card, you know, make that money. And it's then
more chance for them to make money.
Yes, more money for them to make because you're in the city already for that Friday, that Sunday, Monday. So now you're there an extra day.
Mm-hmm.
You got everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest reason for wanting to go there, bro, like when I be looking at these niggas like Kaz and Wale and them doing Wale Mania. Like the fact that WWE has ingratiated that with a part of their weekend now, that's so dope as a black wrestling consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure as Scully can tell you, Duckley, because you're a little bit younger, but you right there with us. Scully can tell you, bro, that wrestling shit, when you got to a certain age, if you still watch that shit, but I always watched it except for like a few years in between.
It was corny.
It was corny. Nigga, yeah. It was weirdo shit, all of that. But no, it's just like it's entertainment, bro. This is a physical soap opera, in my opinion. Like the story,
that's exactly what it
this
is.
Roman Reigns story been going on since August 2020, bro. And I don't think the shit finna stop. A lot of people think it ends on Sunday. I think the shit finna keep going, bro. The Rock is locked in. He got a movie he about to film right after WrestleMania ends on Sunday. And then I think he coming back around August or end of July.
Okay.
Good time for the rollout. As soon as the movie gets done, hey, let me show up again at the wrestling spot, get a fire commercial right before my match to introduce the movie, and now I'm back wrestling again. Leverage both fan bases. And I know The Rock was a good businessman because he got to keep his name. And he got to use his name outside of WWF. And like,
no, didn't he buy that shit back?
I think he bought it back, or that was just like his original deal. Like, yo, I own my name type shit. But I think he bought it back. But I think that's part of the buyback. Like, yo, you still got to come through, bro. Like, you don't think you're going to do 20 Fast and Furiouses and you never coming back to WrestleMania. Like, that's got to be a part of the deal. I wouldn't have gave a nigga his name and let him go blow that shit up way more than I could. And all
right, Scully, I'll put that shit back in there for you.
So like I was saying, The Rock has, yeah, that was a pause too, by the way. Like, I'm gonna edit that pause out, but that was crazy. Like, that was that was egregious. Like, to have the pause after the technical issue like that.
Hey, Big Dog. Come
you're
on,
never,
man.
You're never beating the allegations, bro.
Oh, my God.
You need counseling, sir.
That was flagrant. That was flagrant, like the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, man. The Tooth Fairy. So, The Rock's got bad movies. The Tooth Fairy is one of them. I think that might be in the top five of his bad movies. I'm actually going to pull up this young man's IMDb. Mm-hmm. People Black give Adam. Me shit. No. Hold on, bro. Hold on.
Are you going to order? You going to order?
Wait, hold on. You saying Black Adam was a bad movie?
Horrible. Yes, absolutely.
Basura.
Really? The fact that he decided. Now, this is where me as the biggest Rock fan, like, bro, when he decided to not group him with Shazam, especially when Shazam was at this level.
Yep.
That's what I was like, oh nah, bro. And it fucked it up. Cause like if he would have ingratiated with Shazam, that shit would have been fire. Yeah. But he tried to do some anti-hero shit and yeah.
Because Black Adam is an anti-hero. He's not a villain. He's an anti-hero.
He's Shazam's nemesis. What are we talking about?
Yes, you're correct. He is the main bad guy for Shazam. But look at the climate of the Shazam movies. Super kiddie, PG, full of comedy. He wanted Black Adam to be a little bit more darker, a little hard, a little more adult. He didn't quite get there.
Okay.
He didn't quite get there, but I didn't think Black Adam was a terrible movie. I didn't think it was a terrible movie, bro.
That shit was down there with Flash. Down there with
wait, you ain't like Flash, my nigga.
Hey, my nigga. As somebody that watched the TV show all these past years, when they decided to go with Ezra Miller instead of keeping Grayson on there as Flash, I was like, oh, these niggas ain't Marvel. They can't if DC would have took their shows and ingratiated that to their films, DC would have surpassed Marvel because their shows were fire. All them shows on the CW, Arrow, everything in the Arrowverse. Arrow, Flash, the first season of Batgirl.
Basura, all of it.
Stop the cap, Lovelace. How much is the CW paying you?
Yeah, what's that DC sponsor looking like? Big
dog. Y'all didn't like the Flash show? The first five seasons. No. Not the last two seasons. The first
season had like 25 episodes in it, bro. I caught myself trying to binge watch it. And after like episode 6, I was like, yo, why is every episode the same? Why does he learn a new move that just so happens to save the day at the end of this episode?
Because all the hero movies have it where the heroes win for whatever reason. The only hero movie that they didn't win for the first movie was Avengers
Endgame.
Infinity War. They lost that, and then Endgame, they came back and won.
They lost big time in that one too. That shit was crazy.
Every movie got the same formula. It ain't like the comics.
The Rock's definitely got to take a hit for Fast and Furious. Like Fast Five, his initial appearance was good. It was downhill after that. Why did this nigga have a cast on his arm and his leg? And he broke out of the cast. He just flexed his muscles and broke out of the cast and was holding a Gatling gun, shooting down a drone.
You call him Forrest Gump?
Dead ass. Dead ass. And then this is right after Vin Diesel says, sometimes you have to go to the street. And then he punched the ground and made an earthquake in a parking garage.
Bro, didn't The Rock catch a car or some shit? Like,
hey, John he's coming back in the next car? Fast and Furious movie, so I don't care,
bro. No. I want them to keep making them, but they know it's bad at this point. They're just leaning into it. Look, how could we get more ridiculous?
When Tyrese and Ludacris went to space, bro.
In a Fiero.
The best Fast and Furious is Tokyo Drift.
Nah. Fast Five is the best Fast and Furious.
Tokyo Drift.
Fast Five, bro.
They need to bring Bow Wow back.
They did bring Bow Wow back. He helped them go to space.
It's funny. Not it's only Boward Woward's fault. It's his fault. That niggas went to space.
Bro, Hobbs and Shaw, trash.
Hobbs and Shaw, terrible.
Hobbs and Shaw was terrible.
17 tow trucks bring down the helicopter. But they bring down the helicopter one tow truck at a time. And then as soon as this tow truck starts lifting off the ground, another tow truck comes behind and drops the chains. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the most ridiculous shit I ever seen in my life. Jungle Cruise, never seen it. Probably what? Trash. Jungle Cruise?
That sounds freaky.
Jungle Cruise is Disney.
Sounds freaky and racist now.
I take it back. I take it back.
What else is this?
Bob Iger, I want no smoke.
None.
Oh, y'all scared of Disney? Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, it's not freaky or racist, even though
we got COVID going to Disney.
Okay.
Oh, yep, how much they give you a check for?
They ain't give Juman, me
Jumanji. Jumanji 1 and 2.
One was good. One was good. Two was trash. One was good.
Jumanji is so bad. And Kevin Hart got horrible movies, too. But go ahead.
Well, we ain't got to talk about Kevin Hart. He's just doing it for the paper. But look.
Is he doing it for the paper?
No.
Shit.
The best movie Kevin Hart was in was Soul Plane.
Come on, bro. Don't be disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
Don't do that.
Because Soul Plane wasn't even good. So Doko just admitted that he likes black cinema. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, that's my shit.
He loves black. He's a 2B MVP guy.
I'm watching one-star movies.
I'm going to say Kevin Hart's best movie, The Wedding Ringer.
Wedding Ringer was good. It was funny.
That and the joint with him with the dude from Breaking Bad. When the dude from Breaking Bad.
Him and Bryan Cranston. Yep.
Yeah, yep, him, yep, legs, yep, on the upside. That wasn't a comedy, though. There was like an uplifting movie or some shit. But back to The Rock. Jumanji was trash. 1 and 2. Ballers.
Ballers is a great show until the last.
Ballers season is a good show, but we
talked Ballers about- is fine. Ooh. And then they had Above It playing as the intro, bro.
The last season. You got season Baby Denzel.
You got Baby
weird.
Denzel's intro to the world. Like, come on, man.
Nah, Ballers was a good show, but we talking about his movies.
Fighting with Family. That's some wrestling movie shit.
He was just in a clip. He wasn't in there for real. For real. That's about Soraya, aka Paige. That's about her family over there in London. Coming up.
Rampage.
Rampage was trash.
Good special effects.
No, CGI was trash.
Nah, because you got a whack TV.
That's the gorilla movie?
That was the gorilla movie.
Big dog. You see my TV. Don't do that.
I saw it.
Don't do that. Just because I didn't spend $4,000 for my TV, don't do that.
Hey, good things cost money, sir. Skyscraper.
Yeah, elitist list.
Nah, that moved me up.
I didn't see Skyscraper.
I saw it. Not only did I see this, I went to the movie theater to see this. I know. Not a high moment for me.
You spent the good money?
I bought popcorn, bro.
Yeah. Good.
I bought popcorn. I bought snacks in the movie theater because this is one of them situations where you don't sneak it in because you don't want somebody to look at you different.
You went to the late show?
No, it was a 7-8. Well, I mean, yeah, it was after 5.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. That's a matinee, if anything.
He was trying to impress somebody. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, get a large soda. Yeah, get a large soda. What are you going to get? Date. What are you going to get? Oh, I got saliva in my mouth. It's okay. I'm going to be okay.
The bottom of the do you get the refill whenever you get your large popcorn and soda?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure we are on the same page. Y'all was shaming me earlier about my money spending.
Like, no, yeah. We were shaming you about tipping, not getting your money worth. There's a difference.
Yeah, you don't tip, bro. That's a problem.
Do y'all tip at the movie theater?
If tipping was an option, I would.
It is an option. Because if you go to the real theaters that serve you food and drinks and all of that, you can tip.
Oh, yeah. I tip there because they be prompt with the service. And then I tell Shorty, I'm going to order 3 beers. Right now, I'm going to order 3 beers. Don't bring all 3 out to me. Bring them out in 15-minute intervals.
So pre-COVID, they used to have a button that you press when you want to do your orders. They disabled the buttons post-COVID. So now you got to get up and go back and order, and then they'll bring the shit to you. It's annoying.
Oh, no. You're living in the wrong place. When I was in San Antonio, they got the joint, and I pushed the button, and the young lady came through. I was like, okay. Yo, I wrote it down on a piece of paper. I need a margarita pizza. I need this drink. I need 2 beers. Take care of me. She left. She came back. Boom. Pizza. Boom. Drinks.
And I'm only speaking about the AMC. I'm not talking about when I go to IPIC. Because IPIC is so expensive. IPIC is so expensive. Like, I go there seldom. It's got to be the right movie. The rest of the time, I'm going to AMC. I still got
I'm listening stuff. To you, niggas. I don't want to hear it. Don't call me elitist. No more.
This nigga's going through the drive-thru.
No, nigga. I ain't never been to a movie theater where they bring you beer, nigga. What?
But wait. Bro, to be fair, y'all may not have yet out there.
Motherfucker, no, we don't. I live in the sticks, motherfucker. ain't no motherfucking margaritas at the movie theater?
It's lit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bro, motherfuckers are acting fool out here, bro.
I pick got blankets too. I don't want the blankets though.
Blankets?
They got blankets.
At a movie theater?
Yeah, they got God blankets.
And like, they ain't all on top of each other, bro. They all broken down like sections. It's like 2 to a seat. It's like sections of 2 spread out throughout the theater.
Yeah, no, thank you.
To give you perfect eyesight.
Y'all never calling me the top elitist in the group again, ever. Ever.
Who wasn't number one? Dory was in front of you, bro.
So, Skyscraper, real quick synopsis. I think this nigga, The Rock, was like a bodyguard for the president. And he walks in the president's house and steps on like a landmine. And he loses his leg. Boom. Rock ain't got no legs no more. It's crazy. He transitions from not having a leg into being some kind of multi-millionaire guy, and he builds this skyscraper, tallest building ever, and it's like a smart building. Well, niggas run up in the building trying to, I don't know, take over the building or do some shit, and he has to stop them, and they don't know that he's a ex-military CIA killer. And he's running around with one leg doing it, swinging from the skyscraper. So terrible, terrible fucking movie.
Wait. He had one leg?
He had one leg. He lost the leg protecting the president.
All right, bro. Next movie.
Were they bringing awareness to like the people with the one leg?
I definitely think, well, he had a dope ass high tech leg, but he loses that like 20 minutes into the movie. So then he's just hopping around being stealthy. And I don't know how you hop and be stealthy at the same time when you the Rock. That nigga's big as hell. Next, we got Baywatch. Y'all love Baywatch.
The Rock's big ass just hopping around.
That's crazy. Skyscraper. Hold on, bro. No. We're streaming it. I'm looking at it right now.
I want y'all to watch everybody watch Skyscraper tonight and thank me later. Baywatch. Never watched it. No. It made me uncomfortable because David Hasselhoff won't in it. That's my German role model. He had a fire album. So they should have brought him back instead of using The Rock.
The nigga from The Voice?
Yeah, David Hasselhoff has a fire album. He got hits out there in Germany.
For real?
Smoking hits, bro. Smoking hits.
All right,
Peep my son out. Oh, it's That's on crazy. Netflix. Skyscraper's on Netflix. It's love. Moana, never fire. Watched it.
Moana is fire, bro.
That's his best movie.
That's his best movie?
It's and they're coming out with Moana 2. They're coming out with Moana 2.
Make way. That's my shit, bro.
Would y'all have watched Moana if y'all didn't have kids?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm the weird nigga that watches animation.
Bro, I'm a Pixar, Disney connoisseur, bro. I've seen every movie except for Wish, which we're watching when my daughters get back.
Roll up some of that. Watch a little Disney movie. Yes, sir. Especially after watching some nasty shit like The Purge. You gotta put on a Disney movie.
The only Disney movie I'm watching is the old school Robin Hood. Where Robin Hood was a fox or some shit. That's the only joint.
Oh, the animated Robin Hood. I got
you. Yeah, that's
the only hound ass nigga.
That's my era. Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart.
Boo.
Buns.
It had funny moments.
No.
Buns.
Nope.
San Andreas.
San Andreas is fire. Don't do that. It's fire.
Is that an end of the world movie?
That's the earthquake movie.
Oh my god.
That's the movie where all the tectonic plates is going crazy.
All right, bro.
Speaking of tectonic plates, all you niggas in New York, yes, there are tectonic plates in New York, so you can get earthquakes. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, yo, you hear my son taking niggas to geography class?
He said yes. The globe is the same all around.
Y'all niggas is not exempt from earthquakes, bro.
Y'all ever been in an earthquake? Yeah. Fuck The Rock's movies, man. His discography is trash, bro. That shit is trash.
Filmography.
Whatever.
He do got a couple raps, though.
All right. See? This is why you shouldn't give Negroes a microphone, man.
I missed it. What did he say?
He said he got some good raps.
I said he had a couple of raps. I didn't say good. I said he had a couple of raps.
No, you said good. We're going to have to run it back. He's got a couple of good raps. See, I told you he said that shit.
I know. It sounds like something Lovelace would say. He's probably got it in his iTunes right now. The joint that he rapped for his intro music, you got it.
Bro, his bloodline shit. Soul and power.
Yeah, he's in it. He's got the little glove and shit, too. The little Roman Reigns glove.
Nah, I ain't that deep,
bro. Y'all ever been in an earthquake or like a tornado or something like that?
Tornado, no. There was one that hit the city a few years back, but I wasn't downtown, so I was good. Earthquake when I was a little kid, but I don't really remember it too much.
Oh, shit, wait. Watch Scully. Like, I was in Katrina.
Whoa. Yes, obvious. But besides that, like, yeah, we had an earthquake here in Virginia. Like, I was working, fucking building went like this. It was like, oh shit, is that an earthquake? And then, like, 20 minutes later, they like, yo, we gotta do the evacuation shit. But it was for nothing.
What?
And hurricane shit, you know, well, we had to evacuate the building.
Hell no.
Yeah, we had to evacuate. But niggas was late. Like, shit happened 30 minutes ago. Why we gotta leave now?
Can I just finish the day?
Like, yo, we good. But they was worried about aftershocks and, like, But it wasn't nothing big. It was just like a 3 point something or another. Okay. And then tornado shit happened. But that happens like frequently. Nothing like major, no major damage or nothing.
Okay. See, no. That's why I live where I live. It's safe up here. No tornadoes, no hurricanes, no tsunamis. We good. You know what I'm saying?
You're not safe, bro.
You're not safe at all. Yo, what are you talking about?
Yo.
Why nigga, like, you can freeze, blizzard.
Why y'all like doing that to me?
What, bringing you back to reality?
Bro, I can't go overseas because I don't want to get kidnapped. Like,
this nigga's not taking.
Y'all be messing with my brain. Like, I think I'm important, okay?
If you don't want to get kidnapped, then be a man.
You going to Mexico and fighting back?
No, I'm not going to Mexico.
I'm not going to Mexico.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm not going to
Mexico. So, no Mexico for Doko. No Mexico for Doko. Okay? Number one. I'm not going overseas. I'm probably not getting in a plane. You ain't going to never see me on no boat. I'm not going on a cruise.
Bro, but my Mexico is the wildest.
I wouldn't do a cruise either, bro.
Mexico is the wildest. The rest of them niggas is tame because they're third world countries. Like, they need you to come. And people getting kidnapped over in DR, that's bad press. And then it impacts the economy because nobody comes and visits no more because y'all wanted to kidnap one guy. Was that $200 worth it? Now the whole country can't live because you wanted to get this light-skinned guy for $200.
No. No. That's all I got to say. Bro, stubborn, we got 50 blacks. States.
Stubborn.
Yes,
blacks.
You were, baby. We and got you, 50 states.
And you've seen one.
No. That's not true. That's not true. I've done a little bit of interstate traveling, if that's how you say it. But, bro, it's not happening. It's not happening. Because I feel natural disasters and getting kidnapped is a natural disaster.
Niggas gonna make me take this trip to South Carolina just because, bro. Like, I'm gonna have to just drive that 4.5 with the crew just so I can link up with a nigga, because niggas don't want to come to Atlanta for some reason, bro.
Not happening. I only go where I got reciprocity.
You got reciprocity in Georgia, bro. What are we talking about?
All right, then we might have to think about something. We might have to arrange.
Hey, hold on, Scully. I sent you the link for the gun shows, bro. You know when to come. Let's get it.
Scully.
That's for me?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want me to come down for the gun show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. Come on.
I mean, you gotta get your blinks up. I mean, I know how to, you know.
But this ain't that type of podcast.
That is in the future. But see, once I start, it's going to be crazy because I'm going to invest a lot of money into it. And it's then fun. I want to have the John Wick shit in the crib where I just put my thumbprint on the fucking light switch and the wall is going to flip to the other side and I'm going to have John Wick guns in here.
Bro, I mean, is that not the mission? We don't all want the drop down pew pew.
I like to be safe, but I think my hands is nice, though. My hands is nice.
I mean, that's okay, but sometimes you're not. You know?
We have 45 minutes.
I'm going to take me off my exes. So here's a conversation that really, really pissed me off earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to respectfully deliver this as best I can. Respectfully, I want to emphasize, respectfully deliver this as best I can. A young man posted something on the internet and said that Soulja Boy was more of a rap legend than Nipsey Hussle. And everybody was outraged, like, oh my gosh, how could you say that about Nipsey Hussle? And I thought that was a little bit too much. But then on the other side of the spectrum, I fall into a room and people are speaking about the greatness of Soulja Boy. DeAndre Way. They were speaking of this young man in a manner that I was not familiar with. One person even said, "Kiss me through the phone. Do you remember Kiss Me Through the Phone?" And they were like consistently saying, like, "Yo, you don't, so you wasn't there for Kiss Me Through the Phone?"
You wasn't?
I mean, I was grown. I was just kissing motherfuckers in real life. I wasn't doing this. I probably had living pussy and everything. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
So y'all gotta help me understand why Soulja Boy is more of a legend to rap and hip hop culture than Nipsey Hussle was.
So first and foremost, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. What happened to him is just one of them things, bro. Like, why niggas don't want to give back to an earlier pod that we did. Niggas don't never want to give back to the hood and go back to the hood because shit like that. But for the topic, Soulja Boy is more of a legend in rap because he changed rap, hip hop, music industry as a whole. We went from mixtapes, we went to downloads, to YouTubes, all of that. Soulja Boy was the forefront of that. The only other person that was doing shit on YouTube the same time he was Joe Budden. But Joe Budden was doing reality type shit where Soulja Boy was putting up videos, how-to dances, putting his music up there just for people to be able to look at and see. I feel like the labels took that and decided to start the streaming game. Because for a while we had Napster, where niggas was paying for shit still. When niggas started getting YouTube and Kazaa and LimeWire, BearShare, uTorrent, all of that shit, they were losing so much money. They were like, we got to find a way to compete. Because niggas was just downloading and niggas didn't care if the tag was at the beginning of every song or in the middle of the song. You know that you ain't know all of that shit happening and all of that shit. Like, stupid. Niggas was really getting at it, bro. So Soulja Boy, like, he was at the forefront of it. And then people followed because his method was, yo, I'm going to name this Bill Clinton getting topped off by Monica Lewinsky. Everybody going to download that shit.
You!
And now it's a Soulja Boy song.
Soulja Boy, he was changing titles of other motherfucking songs and putting his shit up there. He created FaceTime.
Wait, what?
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
He created FaceTime.
How did he create FaceTime?
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Lately.
It's FaceTime. That's FaceTime.
Hey. Yo, y'all think you're giving him credit for...
He created...
He got a deal with... He had a deal with Apple, though.
I'm not even done yet. He created a game, and nobody got the game. Y'all niggas paid for a game that never came. Legendary. Bro, this nigga made Bape relevant.
This is a scam.
Bro, this nigga made the big dumbass white glasses with your fucking name across it important. This nigga made, bro, come on. The only reason Kanye wore them dumbass striped glasses is because Soulja Boy wore his white glasses. Don't let that bar go over your head.
He didn't make Bape relevant. Bape was very relevant before Soulja Boy was on the scene.
I know.
You can thank Pharrell, the Neptunes. You can thank Wayne.
That's Virginia Bias.
I think we can more looking at the Bape shoes. Niggas was wearing Bape clothing. Niggas was not wearing the Bape shoes before Soulja, bro.
Thank you.
Because y'all didn't know where to find the real ones. We had two stores in Norfolk.
Y'all was wearing the Viju.
I still got the clear ones, bro. I still got the clear ones in the closet. That fizz up from your feet steam and all of
that
shit.
Nasty work, bro. The fact that you bought the clear joints.
You had the see-through Bapes?
Yes, they was Jamaican flag colors, and I had to make sure I wore the right socks when I wore them bitches. Bro, got so many hoes off of those, bro. What you mean?
Bro, if you had the socks with the lint balls on them, hell.
Nah, I never had those.
100%. Bro, you know the nigga who had the fucking fake see-through Bapes or the fake see-through Forces, and they had the linty socks. Yeah.
I just can't, like, and I wanted to bring this shit to the pod, And I was like, man, the Young Bulls finna smoke my boots on this shit. Like, you can't fucking win. And that's when I realized this is not for me to win. This has to be an age thing.
That's a plea.
This ain't a plea. This just has to be an age thing. Because Soulja Boy wasn't that deep to me. Yeah, I remember going to download 50 Cent's record off of fucking LimeWire, and it was either the Bill Clinton speech or it was fucking Soulja Boy. I remember being plagued with that. Like, I was pissed off. It was a virus or it was Soulja Boy. Like, I couldn't run from this shit. It was like, this thing is really trying to make me like it. And I liked this shit. I hated being out in the club and niggas would break into the joint because we're all fucking adults. Like, why are y'all breaking out into this fucking... And niggas doing the joints and then niggas...
This was fucking sniffing key bumps and doing disco. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Nah, like,
key bumps and disco sounds like a vibe.
So a little bit of Adderall and fucking Soulja Boy was the vibe, nigga.
With the baggiest denim shorts you ever seen in your life.
Bro.
The baggiest. That was the vibe.
And this is no disrespect to Nip, but the only reason he was revered the way he's revered, bro, is because he passed away.
See, and that's not true. A lot of people are saying that because his impact didn't reach them before he passed or before that his debut album came out.
Yeah.
But I spent money back when you had to spend money to buy mixtapes that didn't come out in your area.
Yeah, because you was conditioned that way.
I purchased music.
The way I look at it is when I hear the argument for Nip, it's the same as yours, Scully. It's like, yo, well, we knew about it, all of this. We're not talking about it on a personal level. We're talking about it in a macro level.
Yeah, so not how it made you feel, nigga.
For Nipsey, unfortunately, he didn't get that reverence until, no pun on the song with him and Big Sean, but he didn't get that reverence until he passed away. That's unfortunate. So when I looked at Nipsey, I knew more of Nipsey because of what he was doing for his neighborhood and the rest of South Los Angeles and all of that. Like, I knew what he was doing with the marathon and the clothing, because I would go order that shit, spent a couple hundred for a sweater and all of that, a blue one and a red one to be exact. But like, that was it. And then when I finally heard Victory Lap, I was like, oh, this was really dope. This was really good. Mm-hmm. And then once he passed, I went in back and listened to the early Crenshaw tape, because I had heard the second one, but I listened to the first one. I went back and listened to some of his other music. I was like, oh, no, he was really talented. Slauson Boy, all of that shit. But before he passed, it was never in my radar. I think the first time Nipsey got on, like, the national level was when he smacked the old boy at the BET Awards.
The victory slap.
That's when everybody was like, yo, who this nigga is?
But I think that's just, I swear, that's got to be age, because the stuff y'all are telling me about Soulja, this nigga had a video game. I'm like, when the fuck did this nigga have a video game? Like, I missed that.
He had a video game, nigga. He sold a console, and it never came out.
So he hit y'all niggas with the three Bs.
Yeah, he hit you with the LeVar Ball before LeVar Ball.
And nobody's calling Soulja Boy a scammer. Legendary.
Atlanta niggas are scammers. I wouldn't say a rap legend, because I don't think his rap catalog fits that description.
Bro.
And I wouldn't call Nipsey a rap legend either, because his catalog, even though it's more vast than Soulja Boy's, I just wouldn't say it was a legendary catalog, especially if most people didn't hear about him until he passed. I would say Soulja Boy is a internet legend, a cultural internet legend, even a cultural legend, because he does have classic interviews. Drake.
So the reason why I gotta disagree with that is because he wasn't just in our culture. He hit to the white people, the Hispanic people, the Asian people.
That video,
bro. Niggas was cranking that in fucking Japan and Taiwan.
So like, give him internet legend status. And
no, but it was the music, though. It wasn't just the internet. It was the music. Niggas was singing his song. Like, that's what I mean. Like, yes, it's through the internet, but the internet powered his music.
Y'all which gonna make me was say mean stuff.
Tended to hip-hop, rap, whatever you want to call it, because it's the difference to me between hip-hop and rap.
Y'all are going
to
make me say mean stuff about DeAndre. Bro, you're not gonna and I don't want to say mean stuff.
Stop disrespecting Draco.
DeAndre Way or Big Draco or Soulja Man, Soulja Boy. I don't want to say mean things about that young man on a Saturday afternoon when he's probably at home minding his black-ass business, not worried about the used pod. He's not worried about it. He's just chilling, probably looking for those big-ass denim shorts, seeing if he can bring those back instead of the leggings that niggas have been wearing for the past couple of years.
That's crazy.
But I just want the world to see that this is a very common thought process and belief from a certain age demographic. I'm going to say age is the reason for this. Because a lot of people my age missed some of these Soulja Boy antics. I think you can't escape the interview antics, but some of these songs y'all talking about Gucci Bandana and Shootout and all this shit. I'm like, that shit was.
I didn't even name a song, but thank you for doing it for
that
me.
That was also a regional.
Thank you for doing it for me. You just proved my point, nigga. Thank you.
Gucci
Watch
Bandana.
Watch me hit my bird walk. 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 Hey, fuck out of here, bro.
Hey, no. We can't do that because Nicki Minaj, part of her rise, she flipped a Soulja Boy song for the freestyle. What are we talking about?
Damn. Don DeMarco.
So flipping a nigga beats gets you credit?
Yes.
Okay.
Bro, he created.
How come nobody's hyped over Lloyd Bankston?
Wait, niggas was hyped over Lloyd Banks. You know what they was hyped over though? Beamer Benz a Bentley.
Nah, but y'all like hot nigga, right? Y'all like Bobby Shmurda's hot nigga?
Yeah.
That was Lloyd Banks' song that he took.
I know. They flipped what song is that? It was off the first album. So
No, it was off a mixtape that he had.
It went off the first album.
Mixtape.
What's the that wasn't the same beat? If you so gangsta, that wasn't slow down.
So gangsta, no, it's,
that wasn't on the hot nigga
song I'm that tripping. Beat. That beat, or was a Lloyd Banks song, but he didn't do hot nigga on there. He just did some other rapping.
No. That's okay.
But how come nobody's hype over Lloyd Banks? How come he's not a rap legend because Bobby Shmurda took his song and made hot nigga?
Because I guess niggas didn't know that song.
Nah,
bro, don't do that. Because Lloyd Banks didn't change culture. Nigga, he didn't create ringtones.
Beamer Benz a Bentley.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy created ringtones.
He didn't create.
He created ringtones. He created FaceTime. He created technology that changed the world. Nigga.
I swear to God.
Created technology that changed the world, nigga. When you in Texas and your girl is in Canada, you can now kiss your girl through the phone thanks to Soulja Boy, nigga. He changed the world, nigga.
Please
shout out to Tammy on that song too.
Please email us at twiypod@gmail.com if you would like to debate against Soulja Boy. I can't do it. I don't have enough ammunition. And I don't feel like this should be my
bro. Nigga went from crank that Soulja Boy to cranking that Yank, cranking that Batman. Mm. Bro.
Crank that Lion King, nigga. Niggas crank that Spider-Man, nigga.
Everybody crank that Spider-Man. Like niggas what? Was doing all of the crank that's to compete with Soulja Boy.
Like, niggas stop playing. Niggas was cranking that Hakuna Matata.
They was. That's how that shit started too.
Nah. We
get like, no. I'm gonna show you. Crank that Yank was like, it was just this. It was just this.
Pause and don't look at me in the eyes when you do that.
Soulja Boy created peanut butter jelly time for real. You want to talk about it?
No. Way, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
But he definitely changed the world, bro.
I'm so stupid.
You miss him, Pretty Boy Swag, bro.
What? This
pretty right boy here
is my Sweat. Oh, the girl.
And who flipped that? Who was it that flipped Pretty Boy Swag? What, it was a girl, right? Fuck. I'm trying to remember who took that beat.
Talk to him, Lovelace.
Damn it.
Yo, Soulja Boy is like Hove to you niggas.
No.
Whoa. Hold on now.
Oh, that's too far.
Too far.
That's too far. Okay, cool. Because
you're not going to disrespect like Soulja Boy like that. Soulja Boy got more hits than Hove, bro.
I just want to know where the boundaries are.
I mean, if you want to compare him to Hove, he did change niggas' clothing. I mean, we could make parallels. We can make parallels. When y'all bought that dumbass Samsung phone and that fucking songs came
from Magna Carta, when I went on LimeWire and downloaded
that's like it. Going on LimeWire and it being a Soulja Boy song, right or wrong.
Listen, the young set boy,
up real bad. He might be Jay-Z.
The young bull pod is crazy.
He might be Jay-Z. Fuck it.
Hey, bro. If he just would have took care of stuff in his personal life, he probably would have been near a billionaire right now.
Yep. I can't say any nigga that's been on Love and Hip Hop is a rap legend or Marriage Boot Camp. And the nigga wasn't even married. I can't say that makes you a rap legend. You're more of an entertainment legend or internet legend.
I'll take it. Bro, he's a legend of culture. That's bigger than rap.
Crank That, the official Crank That Soulja Boy video has over 600 million views just on his page alone.
Bro, come on, bro. Man. Come on, man.
That's 600 million listens just on his
Soulja page. Soulja Boy created alone. YouTube, nigga. Like,
he did expand YouTube.
Like, what are y'all talking about in here, man?
Shootout. Hey, shootout.
Nigga, Shootout was one of the hardest songs when I was in high school, bro.
I'm so sick of this shit. Like,
being 16, bro.
We wouldn't know who Drake was if it wasn't for Soulja Boy. Nigga, we made it.
If you're 37 and up and you're listening to this right now, I want you to know. You're yelling at your speakers, and I want you to know I'm with you. I am with you. I'm also yelling internally. And Lovelace is dancing. He's doing one of the crank out shootouts, blackouts. I don't know. You've done enough shooting, sir. So, but why don't you put it in the holster? How about that? So this week we got some dad activity. My baby, my pride and joy. Oh, my baby went to the Drake concert. I know last week we was like, oh yeah, she went to the Nicki show in Madison Square. Where she went to the Drake show on Thursday
in Newark. Or
yeah, okay. I think it was in Jersey.
You said you wasn't doing both of them. You lied.
I wasn't paying for both. I wasn't paying for both.
But did you reimburse?
I don't think that's important. I don't think that's important. I think if I answer that question, it might get me moved up on the elitist list. But here's a funny thing about being a dad. I have a certain level of, I'm gonna make life easy for you. But at a certain point, I need you to do things yourself. So she hits me and she's just like, yo, Pop, I did the thing. I sent the ticket to my friend and the venue isn't sending her the ticket and I can't recall the ticket. So how do I get her in the show with me? And I'm reading the directions while she's talking. And she was just like, yeah, I just don't even know what to do. Like, so like, you want to call the venue for me? I got the telephone number. You want to call the venue for me? And I was like, yeah, that's brazy. And I just got quiet. She was just like, yeah, that's brazy. So like, what are you going to do? Like, how do you fix this? Like, I got to get ready for the show in a couple hours. Like, how are you going to fix this? I was like, hey, Brie, you said a lot of cool things on this phone. I need you to understand.
A lot of cool things.
Because she had mad, like, she was hitting me with heat, bro. She was, like, reading the email, like, and the FAQ says to do this. And, like, she was hitting me with heat. And I said, hey, man, I brought you into this world, but you got to live in it. She said, yeah. I drop gems on the kids, bro. They need the gems. I brought you in this world, but you got to live in it. You got to go speak for yourself. I can't speak for you every time you need something to go get done. Don't be a dragon lady like some women that you're around, but be firm.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Because if you send mom on that mission, that's a suicide bomber mission. You feel me?
Bleep that.
That's a suicide bomber mission. So it's like, yo, what are you going to do? So I'm like, yo, call them up. Tell them that you can't recall the tickets. Tell them to walk you through the directions to do it while you're on the phone. And it's going to be peace.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, all right, man. And I said, look, you frustrated that I'm not doing it for you. Don't hang up this phone and go get somebody to do the dirty work that you're not willing to do yourself. All right, man. I love you. And it was like the driest I love you ever. And I was just like, oh, you little motherfucker.
You felt some kind of way?
Oh, I very much felt. I canceled my meetings for the next hour.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. Before you go further, you heard what he just said. I canceled my meetings because I got static with my child. Oh, no, you going to give me this risk. You
going to give me this risk. No, not because I was fucking in my feelings about it. Like, I was about to call her back. We was going to have words. You're not going to be aggy towards me when I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah, but not the average person can't take an hour off of work.
I can't argue with cancel shit for an hour, bro.
I don't understand how that correlates. I can't correlate that. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Like, you just a notch under this being your company. That statement lets me know.
I'll say this nigga works for him. He can take whatever hours off he wants.
We're not talking about me right now.
Oh, shit. Well, anyway, 20 minutes later, she calls me back. She was just like, yo, Pop, recalled the tickets. I put them in my Apple wallet. I got everybody's ticket in my phone. We all going together. I'm about to do something to my hair. I got the fit laid out. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm just quiet. Well, that's good. Congratulations. Was it difficult? She was like, actually, it wasn't. I did all the stuff that you said to do and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's real cool, bro. She was like, hey, my bad. Earlier, I was frustrated. Gave you that dry love you. I really love you, though, bro. I love you. And I was like, hey, I love you more. Oh, no, impossible. I love you the most.
Bro.
Yeah. She hits me with bro, pops.
Damn.
Old man.
Same.
Baldy. You know, it's just whatever.
Not the same.
Mad casual. Crazy. Mad casual. Mad
casual. Did she know you bald on purpose?
She's aware.
Bro,
she's
that's aware. A lie, bro.
What do you mean? I'm intentionally bald.
Nobody wants to fucking walk around looking like a cashew. Like.
Oh, shit. God.
Yo, why? I just don't want to walk around looking like Uncle Phil or Carl Winslow.
Bro, no. Nobody wants to do that.
Role models, and I'm here right now.
All right, you got it, Lovelace. Chill out. Chill out for
us. Well, it was a double entendre there, because I can hit both of y'all.
Then chill out. Chill out before I start throwing you alley-oops and layups, motherfucker.
So speak up.
So what was y'all's dad moments of the week?
Go ahead, Lovelace.
You know, I got my oldest two girls are with my aunt this week because they're on spring break. So the house been a little more peaceful, man. Cause them two niggas go back and forth like unnecessarily just because. So it's constantly me and my wife having to play referee and telling them to shut the hell up or don't talk to them like that. Keep your hands to yourself, all of that stuff. So it's been a little bit more peaceful because I ain't got to do that for five people. Also, ain't had to spend a lot of money because neither one of them are here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great with that. We had baseball practice this week, so I'm out there with my son. Right, y'all know I'm injured right now, so I'm out there. It's because it's spring break for the kids, but they still have practice and stuff for the people that didn't go out of town. And so we're out there, and I'm out in the field, and my son is pissing me off because. When we be in the backyard throwing, this nigga throws the ball. When he be at the game or at practice, this nigga be
loafing.
He be bullshitting. And I'm like, yo, so while everybody else is out there getting water, I'm that dad. I'm that dad this week. while everybody else is over there getting water and stuff, my son be like, no, I don't want no water. Whatever reason, he don't ever want to drink water or Gatorade or whatever. So I'm like, hey, bro, so while they taking a break, we finna be out here throwing this damn ball. So I tell his coaches, I'm like, hey, watch this. I go to first base, he hit the pitcher's mound. I'm like, throw me the ball. The ball is getting there to me every time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so why you don't do that with your teammates?
He don't want to hurt his friends.
No, no, no. He don't even got to throw it hard. He just don't throw it. He just, that shit, he'll do this. That shit will stop, like, right outside the mound. Now niggas is just lapping the bases. I told you they been getting their ass whooped. And I've been spending hours out here. These niggas is 0-3 or 0-4 right now, and it's pissing me off.
The bad news bears,
bro. Being mad at the team, game is crazy.
They team can't get outs, bro.
This nigga is mad at the T-ball game.
These niggas can't get out, so it be pissing me off. I'm like, bro. So we out there working. All right. So now I'm like, hey, because my son, like, some days he go out there left-handed, some days he go out there right-handed, like, which is fine. We building that up. Be ambidextrous. But I'm like, oh, no, today you throwing with your right hand, bro. I know you could throw that. And then, so his batting and stuff is fine. These niggas only care about batting. I'm like, y'all ain't gonna never get the bat if these niggas keep running up 5 runs an inning on y'all.
Bro,
like,
these niggas want to know Omar Garcia Parra, though.
Yeah, so that's been my dad week, man, at the baseball field out there. Because I told you I can't be a coach because baseball is too many kids, it's too many parents. I don't got enough.
On a baseball team?
Huh?
Like 20?
They got like somewhere, because they got some people that they brought up to from the that's playing up. So now they got like 17, 18 people.
They had to bring the extra recruits in. They brought the foreign exchange students here.
We not even checking the birth certificate. Y'all that bad. We letting y'all slide with the 8-year-olds on the 6-year-old team.
So we got all this stuff going on for baseball. I'm looking at it like, yo, I tell my son, like, bro, like, my son is real sensitive, bro. So, like, anytime he get that I'm about to cry face or he actually do cry, like, he got hit with the ball one game. And so he ends up hitting it, but he can't run because he crying. And his knee hurt or whatever. So once he gets out, I'm like, yo, come here. I take him off the field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, you want to go home or you going to play?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't do that. I don't do my kids crying in public is one thing I don't do.
Why?
Because your vulnerabilities, you never show to people you don't know.
I guess 2024.
No. No, because they use it. Remember, we were kids. Them kids will use that against you.
Right, but they're going to be crying one day, too.
We don't know that.
Daddy ain't there to console.
We don't know that, because some of these kids out there is hitting that shit to the fence and over the fence. So,
yeah, okay, that's fine. But when he strike out, Lil Rico going to be crying, and his daddy ain't there.
So we don't know that. So we don't know that. But anyway, so my kid, I'm like, all right, bro. So you got before you go back in that dugout, this got to be done. Because it'd be your own people, too. It'd be your teammates, too. And I don't got time to have smoke with no parents.
That's character building.
So we going through that, bro. Like, I'm like, hey, if you're going to be sensitive, this ain't the sport for you.
That's fair. But sports is about emotions, bro.
But you got to get them emotions after the game when you reflecting, man.
Hell no, nah, man. I done struck out and cried and then went right back and hit a home run, nigga. And now laugh at me, you bitch ass niggas, because I just saved the game.
Oh, I thought you was going to say something else with like, real-life implications.
Yeah.
I was going to say, oh, you for the flex again?
That was a real-life situation. But I wasn't about to take it no further than that. Chill out. Relax. Relax.
Hey, yo. What the fuck?
But yeah, so that was my dad week, man. I spent most of my time outside with my son at the baseball field. Nice. Not socially. Khalil.
Jesus. Mm. Jesus.
Doko, you last up.
I got emotional earlier. I don't feel like doing that again. I'm on a Lego kick again. I just, bro. Oh, okay. I got conned. Bro, I took my son to the store. We went and got haircuts on Friday, bro. I took him to the store. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. And I got, like, maybe $50-$60 worth of Legos. Bro, his mom takes him to the store the very next day. More Legos. I felt like I got swindled. Because the deal was he wasn't going to get no more toys until his birthday. But he went behind my back, bro. And got his mom to take him to the store. He got Godzilla and King Kong. And I feel used. I feel used.
But did you specify that he wouldn't get no more toys, period? Or just not from you?
I don't want to hear that loophole shit. I don't want to hear that loophole shit, bro. Because that's what they tried to pull.
I was about to say, Doko's raising lawyers out this motherfucker.
I don't want to hear that shit, bro. That was the loophole they tried to pull. They said that, yeah, they said daddy wasn't getting any more. But I don't want to hear that shit, bro.
Words mean things. Words mean things. You got to teach him at this young age. Like, you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. You didn't say what you meant, nigga.
I said exactly what I meant, but motherfuckers interpreted how they felt like it. Motherfuckers like to mince words and shit and act like what you said isn't what you said, or act like what they said isn't what they meant after the fucking interpretation. It's, you know, all right, I'm gonna stop.
So hey, you're gonna go buy more Legos?
As somebody that was told that the word help meant a certain thing.
See?
I just learned you gotta understand, you gotta interpret everything, bro. You can't just say, yo, I'm gonna buy you this toy, but this is the last toy. You gotta say, yo, this is the last toy you getting from anybody until you get to your birthday. Niggas would be like, yo, you said you was gonna help.
define help, you know? Define help.
Oh, just niggas wasting their free time, you know, good quality time. Good family time, you know. Taking phone calls at work, 2 a.m, you know.
You got people that love you. That's cool, but I need your help,
bro. I need you to be my counselor.
This not a team, not a game, not a game.
And I need you to be my therapist.
Hey, did niggas give an Allen Iverson rant and we just missed it because we was like pissed off?
He said, "You talking about practice?" Talking about a team, nigga. We was never a team, nigga. Pass me the ball, nigga. That's what he said.
ISO. Listen, how them ISOs working now, nigga?
True.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a good Saturday.
I think so too.
We at 90.
I think that was a good show.
All right. We're going to see y'all next week.
Hold on. Before we go, mm-hmm. I need to know everybody's outlook on Bronny doing a triple okie doke with this draft / transfer portal / remaining college eligible.
I love it. God. I love it. It's well educated. If my dad was the best player to ever play basketball and he was still active and he still had access to resources, why not play both sides of the fence? Am I going to go to a different school? And if I go to a different school, the whole story next year is about me at this new school that's probably going to be on TV a whole lot more than USC was. Also, USC brought him there, but he wasn't 1, 2, or 3 when it came down to what their talent looked like. He got hurt, or he had the heart thing, so he never really got to play into.
Heart thing is crazy.
That was mad disrespectful. Cardiac arrest. Right? Yeah, the nigga died, okay? It's cool.
Whoa.
Niggas died.
Niggas die every day. You be all right, nigga.
Hey, bro. Jesus Christ.
No disrespect, Bronny. But so I see him going to a big name school with some good talent if he stays. But I think what's going to happen when they go do those workouts, they're going to see that he's not ready. I think he needs to see that he's not ready so that he can focus more in school, but he's definitely not ready for the pro.
Bro, he needs to go fucking learn from Rich Paul. That's what he needs to go do. Bryce is the one.
Facts. Bryce is the one.
Bronny needs to go learn all the agent shit he can learn from Rich Paul and Mav and them and make sure his brother is well taken care of.
That's good shit.
That's how he could help the fucking James legacy.
Mm.
So not by Bryce is the one, nigga.
So you don't feel he could have a short stint in the NBA?
Only if he's playing with his dad.
So
it's going to be a short, embarrassing stint.
I feel that's like... going to fuck up Bron's legacy. Don't even let that nigga go to the league.
Well, no, Michael Jordan's kids couldn't even make it out of college. So if he can
and go Marcus pro, was nice. I don't know what happened.
No, he wasn't.
Marcus Jordan, you?
He was. Mm,
go do your Googles, bro. Central Florida, go do your Googles, bro.
I watched it.
See?
You thinking about Jeff. Jeff was trash. Jeff was Jordan trash.
Fucking deep dive today. We should have ended the pause. We should have ended the pause. Love race trip.
Marcus Jordan deep dive? Fuck it.
So, real quick. My opinion is Bronny actually should not go to another big name school. He should go to a smaller school where he could be the man, where it could run through him.
Oh, like HBCU. Like,
so what?
Like HBCU.
Yeah, so I've been seeing a lot of memes talking about going to Prairie View and doing all of that shit.
Bro, go to Jackson State.
But yeah, like, he need to go somewhere that's a little bit smaller. Not a mid-major. It could still be a Power 5 school, but somewhere smaller. Be the man on there, and then you go from there. You get the hoop, put your numbers up. Because if he goes to be a super team somewhere else, he's going to be the third or fourth option. Like, what are we doing?
Bro. Wherever he goes, they got to be on TV a lot. They got to be on TV a lot, and they got to have a good schedule. So that it adds validity to his ability to hoop.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what happens, unless the motherfucker grows 4 or 5 inches over this summer, puts on about 40 pounds, going pro is not in the cards for him. You're not going to get much out of him. I think what he did at USC was some of his best work. I don't think it gets much better than that. He's going to average maybe 18 to 22 points a game.
You just call him Lou Dort?
Hey, Lou Dort? Hey, listen. Somebody's always going to pay a Lou Dort. That's a poor man's Tony Allen.
Shut up, dude. A
poor man's Tony Allen, bro. But that's Doko. That's Lovelace. I'm Scully. This is the used. Peace.
I'm not used.
Oh, we going out to this too. Where the spoons at? Y'all can tell I watch Seinfeld, right? This shit.
Yeah, this was what y'all was this going to and doing.